Pay No Mind, un des titres de l'album Mellow Gold, interprété sur scène à l'Élysée Montmartre. Beck, comme un grand, tout seul, ce jour-là, en première partie de Sonic Youth.
Thanks. This is a song called John Hardy, and it's a song I've been playing for about 10 years. I used to play it when I first moved to New York. Pardon me, I'm a little bit rusty. I've been sitting around in Spain for about 5 days, so we'll get this. John Hardy was a desperate man, carried a razor every day. He killed a man. Houston, you said to see John how to get away. You said to see John how to get away. John Hardy was standing at the gambling table, didn't have no interest in the game. Step a yelling guy, still a dog down, said, deal John Hardy in the game. Deal John Hardy in the game. Thank you. To an inside straight, the Chinaman to a pan. Johnny True, but I failed the cat, so I left him lying in his chair. Left him lying in his chair. John Hart was standing on the front porch, he was so drunk he could not see. Up stepped the sheriff and took him by the hand, said, "Johnny, better come with me. Johnny, better come with me." Jailhouse, his head way up high. Said, "I've been to the east and I've been to the west, and now I'm ready to die, Lord God. Now I'm ready to die. Now I'm ready to die, Lord God. Now I'm ready to die."
John Hardy, Beck, période new-yorkaise, un morceau qu'il n'avait pas interprété depuis plus de 10 ans, nous dit-il. On va suivre maintenant l'histoire d'une scène de ménage entre voisins. Une dispute qui avait mal tourné et qui s'était finie à la hache avec du sang partout. Gark.
This is about a couple of neighbors that I had about 4 years ago. And one day they had a pretty intense relationship, and one day it came to blows. I was sitting at home that day and I witnessed the whole thing, and it disturbed me. They took to grabbing axes that they had lying around. They started battling each other, and then they went out in the street and destroyed all the car windows up and down the street, and then it was a mess. There was blood and debris and shards of glass everywhere. So this is called the shit kicking, speed taking, truck driving neighbors downstairs.
As a casualty with a repossessed car, Vietnam vet laying air guitar. It's just the shit kicking, speed taking truck. Drop neighbors downstairs. Whiskey stained button tooth, backwoods creep. Grizzly bear, motherfucker, never goes to sleep. It's just the shit kicking, speed taking truck. Drop neighbors downstairs. Thank you.
bowel cancer.
Open up the door, lay your troubles on the floor. Having a picnic on the other side of town. Well, there's sleeping bags and there's fire, and it's getting down to the wire. So grab yourself a spot and settle down for a while. Getting hard to think, and the moon is starting to shrink. My head is laying low in the silvery glow. The world is a holiday, smoking in an old ashtray. They just blow it out their nose and say, okay. So let's try to make it last. The past is still the past. Tomorrow is just another shady lane.
Beck en concert à Paris avec Truck Drivers Neighbors Downstairs et à l'instant le sleeping bag de l'album One Foot in the Grave.
Mexico!
Mexico!
All right. That was a Sunhouse song, sort of.
Here's a story you never heard about me and my friends and some shit that occurred. Thought we'd get some money, we thought that we might go spend a weekend pleasant down in Mexico. I was working at McDonald's doing the late night run when a car pulled through the drive-thru, pointed out a gun. He said, "Give us all your money. Milkshakes to go." Well, I stuffed them all in a bag and I dug down below. Well, me being out of work just then, I didn't want to go home. My lady said if I lost this job, I'd have to go out. So I went over to Dave's house and got very stoned. Called up some girls, but none of them had phones. Well, we were all very depressed. We had some alcohol. Passing all our time just staring at the wall. Well,
Well, we thought we'd get some money. Maybe we could go spend a weekend pleasant down in Mexico. Well, Dave's dad had a hunting rifle and we went and picked it up. We stopped until the 7-Eleven just to try our luck. We pulled out that hunting rifle, but the kind of guy just laughed as he pulled out an Uzi. We turned it all. So fast till we came to the McDonald's where I used to work. We walked up the drive-thru and gave my boss a jerk. He said, give us all your money and three big shakes to go. Suck on this here weasel. We're going. Very hungover and getting low on the funds. Dave and Steve caught their pants and took the bus back home. I got a job at McDonald's down in Mexico. Big pain, burning.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You're doing great, a fine audience. Thank you. Very kind.